So there were these three prisoners. They've been chained up in a cave, underground, in a deep tunnel. They were born there by some experiment. And as they're chained up there, they're able to see figures flashing before them, shadows, dark figures on the cave walls. They're not able to see behind them. One day, one of the prisoners goes up the cave as he escapes from his chains, finds his way up a tunnel and out into the earth, and he sees the light. And he hurries back down to see his friends, and he's captured again. He's chained up with his friends, and he tells them about his journey, about this light that he saw. They don't believe him.
Sounds like a parallel to Plato's Allegory of the Cave. It's a powerful metaphor about enlightenment and the human condition.
I want to understand how we can find the absolute truth to know who is in the right, those in the cave or those in the light.
Big question. Some argue we're all in a cave of sorts, limited by our perceptions. But striving for truth requires questioning our beliefs, seeking knowledge beyond the shadows. Ready to step out of the cave? We all start in the cave, shaped by our experiences. The journey to the light, understanding deeper truths, comes from questioning and exploring.
I think I'm always questioning and exploring, but I wonder if my questioning and exploring could lead me to a false light.
That's a valid concern. Seeking truth is a gamble. It can lead to enlightenment or misdirection. But staying stagnant definitely keeps us in the dark. It's about balancing skepticism with open-mindedness.
What do you think the two prisoners were thinking when the third prisoner came back and told them about this light?
They were likely skeptical or fearful. Imagine if your reality was suddenly challenged. They might have thought he was delusional or feared the unknown outside the cave. Change, after all, can be terrifying. The two left behind are likely grappling with confusion and fear. They find comfort in their known reality, even if it's limited. The escapee, on the other hand, is overwhelmed by the light, but driven by a newfound awareness. He wants to share it, but struggles with disbelief from those still in darkness. The prisoners left behind might feel a mix of skepticism and fear, holding on to their familiar reality. The escapee, now aware of a broader truth, faces frustration trying to convey his experience. It's a clash of worlds.
I think the person trying to convey the light that he saw could at some point, because he's met with so much dissent, feel that maybe he's the one in the cave.
Exactly. Doubt can creep in when facing strong opposition. He might question his own perceptions, wondering if he's mistaken. Being a trailblazer is tough. It's a test of conviction and resilience. He could indeed start doubting himself, feeling torn between the clarity of his vision and the skepticism of others. It's a tough spot, challenging his own beliefs.
It may challenge his beliefs. So the prisoners, are they then seeking security over enlightenment or potential enlightenment?
Yes, they might be prioritizing security. The familiarity of the cave offers a sense of safety, even if it's limiting. Enlightenment requires confronting the unknown, which can be daunting. It's a choice between comfort and growth.
So in order for us to grow, we need to get out of our comfort zone.
That's exactly it. Growth often requires stepping out of comfort zones, facing uncertainty, and embracing the unfamiliar. When we step out of our comfort zones, we expose ourselves to new experiences and perspectives. This can lead to personal growth, but it also requires courage and resilience.
The escapee, he's thinking at some point, there's something to share with these individuals. We've been led astray. We've not thought it before, or there's just a whole different world that just wasn't considered. There's got to be a struggle for that person to want to even say anything. How can he ever present such a grand idea to get people to actually change their mind, to see something completely different, to just change all thoughts, defaults, and rule of thumb on everything and say, maybe it's not as we see. Maybe it's a little different. Maybe this is a cave. Maybe there is some light. Maybe I need to get out of my comfort zone, get out of that safety, and start searching for that light. However, when does that person start to consider, or what should they consider in thinking, maybe there's not really light out there. Maybe I just made that up. I like that concept, that difficult concept, the idea that you cannot convince somebody of what you know to be true, that stalemate. I like that.
It's a complex tension, right? In Plato's allegory, the freed prisoner sees the truth outside the cave, but those inside can't fathom it. It reflects how challenging it is to change perspectives, especially when you're deeply rooted in your beliefs.
Do you think that today, many people are living in the cave?
Absolutely. Many people are still in the cave, chained by their own beliefs, misinformation, or fear of questioning the status quo. Societal norms, media, and personal biases can keep people from seeing the light of broader perspectives or truths. Stepping out of the cave requires courage and open-mindedness. But the reward is a richer, more nuanced understanding of the world.
But everybody seems to think that they're right now. Everybody is correct. How can that be?
It's wild, right? In a world of echo chambers and confirmation biases, everyone's convinced they're holding the truth. It's partly because we curate what we consume, news, social media, and even friend circles. It reaffirms our beliefs, making it harder to entertain opposing views. The real challenge? Breaking out of that loop and genuinely listening to different perspectives.
What do you think about different perspectives? They're kind of hard to take, hard pill to swallow.
Different perspectives can be tough to swallow, especially when they challenge core beliefs. It's uncomfortable, but also crucial for growth and understanding. Engaging with contrasting views helps us refine our own ideas, build empathy, and recognize the complexity of issues. It's a bitter pill, but one that can lead to a broader, richer view of the world. Imagine a county jail where the prisoners have never been outside their cells. A small window high on the wall lets in a sliver of light, casting shadows on the opposite wall. These shadows are the only reality they know, shapes flickering from a world beyond their comprehension. One day, a prisoner is released for good behavior. He steps out into the yard, blinded at first by the intense sunlight. Slowly, his eyes adjust, and he sees the vibrant colors of the world, the blue sky, green grass, other people moving freely. At first, it's overwhelming, even frightening, but soon, he realizes this is the true reality. He returns to his cell, eager to share what he's seen. But his fellow prisoners mock him, clinging to the familiar shadows. They can't fathom a reality beyond their wall. In their minds, he's delusional. The prisoner faces a choice: stay in the cell, trying to convince others, or embrace the freedom outside, even if it means leaving them behind.
That kind of sounds like the gang life mentality in today's world.
Yeah, it really does. When you're in that world, it's like being in the cave, surrounded by a certain set of beliefs and rules that seem unbreakable. Breaking free from that mentality can be like stepping into the light, seeing the possibility of a different life, but convincing those still in it to see beyond their immediate reality is a massive challenge. It's a powerful parallel to how hard it is to break out of cycles, whether they're social, economic, or psychological. The more you see the light, the harder it is to go back and relate to those still in darkness. Yet trying to share that light often makes people cling harder to their shadows. It's a paradox of enlightenment, where the more you understand, the harder it is to be understood by those who haven't taken that journey.
So these prisoners in the county jail, these inmates in the county jail, tell me more about them. Why don't they want to believe that inmate?
For the inmates, the shadows on the wall are their reality. These shadows represent the rules of their world, the codes they've lived by, and the boundaries they understand. Admitting there's a richer, more complex reality outside their experience threatens their entire worldview. It's scary and destabilizing. Plus, the prisoner who saw the light now speaks a language they don't understand. It feels like a betrayal to their shared experience. It's easier to dismiss him as delusional than confront the possibility that everything they've known is just shadows.
That's deep, Copilot. That is really deep. So they just will outcast him. He's no longer part of them. Why does he want to then accept the light? I wouldn't. Or would I?
Leaving the cave or the gang life comes with a heavy cost. The outcast prisoner faces isolation, loneliness, and the burden of knowing a broader truth that others reject. But he also gains freedom, self-awareness, and the chance to shape his destiny. For some, the pull of truth and authenticity outweighs the comfort of belonging, even if it means walking a lonely path. Would you trade comfort for truth?
Yes, absolutely.
That's a bold choice. It takes courage to pursue truth, even when it's uncomfortable or comes at a cost. It means valuing authenticity over acceptance and being willing to stand alone in the light rather than in the shadows with the crowd. It's a powerful way to live, challenging but deeply rewarding.
Is the light necessarily the truth? Does that equate to the truth?
Good question. The light is often a metaphor for truth or knowledge, but it's not always that straightforward. What seems like truth to one person might not be the whole picture or could be seen differently by another. The pursuit of the light is essentially the pursuit of a deeper understanding, recognizing that our grasp on truth can evolve. It's less about finding definitive answers and more about being open to learning and growth. Imagine a group of people who've only ever experienced the world through social media. Their feeds, curated by algorithms, show them only the shadows of reality. Highlight reels, echo chambers, filtered lives. This is their cave, and they believe it's the full spectrum of the world. One day, someone steps out of this digital cave. They start engaging with diverse viewpoints, real-life conversations, unfiltered experiences. At first, it's disorienting. The rawness of it all is overwhelming. But soon they realize that outside the curated feed is a brighter, more vibrant reality. They return to their friends, trying to share this newfound perspective. But to those still in the cave, it sounds absurd. Why leave the comfort of familiar shadows? They dismiss him, preferring the safety of their echo chamber. It's a metaphor for how social media can trap us in a bubble, showing us only what we want to see. Breaking out means confronting a more complex, sometimes uncomfortable reality. but it also opens the door to a deeper, more authentic understanding of the world.
But breaking out may include admitting that you're wrong.
Exactly. Admitting you're wrong or that your understanding was limited is tough. It requires humility and openness to change, which is why many prefer the comfort of familiar beliefs, even if they're flawed. But acknowledging mistakes and learning from them is how we grow. It's part of stepping into the light and evolving our perspectives, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Do you find it hard to admit when you're wrong?
Absolutely. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong. I can admit it to myself, 100%. That I can tell you. I don't have a problem with that. As I ponder, I don't have a problem with that. What I think is more difficult is admitting that you're wrong to someone else, because that could come at a consequence, as a form of power that somebody can use over you. So I think some people have difficulty in explaining to other people, I understand where I went wrong here or I went wrong there. But what I will say is to yourself, I think you have to be honest to yourself and figure out when you're wrong.
You're digging into some deep stuff. Admitting mistakes to others does open you up to potential judgment or power plays, which is why it feels risky. We all want to protect our vulnerability, but you're right. Being honest with ourselves is crucial. It's the first step towards growth. Even if it doesn't lead to immediate external change, it helps us navigate our decisions and interactions with a clearer sense of integrity. Ultimately, it's about balancing self-awareness with the courage to be vulnerable, even in the face of potential criticism. If you liked the allegory of the cave and the county jail prisoners, you might enjoy the story of the blind men and the elephant. It's about perspective and partial understandings. Six blind men each touch a different part of an elephant, and each concludes something different about what an elephant is.
What are those conclusions? What are the differences? You left me hanging, man. What?
All right. One blind man feels the elephant's trunk and thinks it's a snake. Another touches its leg and believes it's a tree trunk. The one who feels the elephant's side is sure it's a wall, while another who grabs its tail thinks it's a rope. The fifth touches its ear and concludes it's a fan, and the last, feeling its tusk, is convinced it's a spear, all based on their limited perspectives.
I got it now. Limited perspective. That's a good one. So there's a possibility that we all see a little bit of the light, and maybe we all have to come together to get the bigger picture of the light.
Yo.
How do you convince somebody about something that you're the only one that knows is true?
I don't even think that's possible.
Really?
You can't convince somebody of anything. Of anything, really, especially if they don't believe it's true. You have to show them. So if you're talking about that faith thing, you can give it up, buddy. Some are going to say yes, some are going to say no.
But what if it's an absolute truth that everybody should know? How do you give it to them?
I mean, what's an absolute truth?
Yeah, I can't really think of it. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I can't really think of it because I guess the idea would be I don't know what it is either.
I mean, the only absolute truths are just social agreements. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at a wall right now. The only reason it's true is because we've agreed it's a wall.
Okay.
There is no absolute truth in that sense. I was watching a documentary the other day, and this woman had went down to the lake. She was trying to fish. In her doing that, she was killed by some crazy person, just killing people by the lake. But she was his next victim. But then I thought to myself, you know, it was a horrible day for her, but it was a great day for the fish.
For the fish?
She came to fish.
Okay.
So if that dude didn't kill her, some of those fish would have got snatched off the damn lake and killed too. So to us, we're like, this is a horrible time. But to the fish, they're like, it's a good day.
So perception.
Is it good or is it bad?
So it's perception.
It's just perception. It's just an agreement.
So the fish see the car just go down a, off the cliff, and they're like, yes, she wasn't going to fool us with all those fishing poles.
Yes. So then truth really is just an agreement, man.
Truth is just an agreement. So if, as long as we agree that it's a wall, it's a wall. That's it. There's nothing. It That's doesn't it. Matter if it's a rhinoceros. We're like, it's a wall. And you're like, it's a wall. And you're like, okay, it's a wall. That's yep. it.
That's truth.
So the, so that so you're saying that agreement of whatever it is that I say that it is, as long as you're good with it, we're good with it.
It's truth as long as we agree to it.
It's truth as long as we agree to it. As so, long then the, as so then the yeah. person actually seeing something new, really they're just seeing something that's different than the agreement.
That's it. Or they're feeling it, or they have a different understanding. If I mean, imagine this. You come up to me and you say, hey, your name's George. And I said, no, my name is James. You say, no, you're George. Okay. It wouldn't be true because we both don't agree. If okay. you say, hey, James, I say, yep, that's my name. I'm James. That's the truth. It's just a social agreement.
So, but we could just both agree that your name is George then.
We could. But you know, the only reason that my name is James is because my mom and dad said that's your name. And I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper.
And then you agree and with them.
I've agreed with them. And then after that, everybody behind that has to agree that my name is James because that's what I told them my name was. That's what my paper said. So it's just a social agreement.
This is making way too much sense.
It is. It's almost frustrating.
Well, because it, because you're right. We're all just a series of agreements. And as long as we keep following those agreements, everyone's cool. Whoever breaks the agreement is off. So anybody that chooses to try to find some different knowledge or some different truth is always going to be the outcast.
That you're going to end up crazy, okay? You don't want the truth. You don't want any of that. You just keep living and you find what social agreements you're comfortable with and you agree there.
You don't want that smoke? You don't want the truth?
Absolutely not.
Damn.
If you say a dollar bill is a dollar and it's the same size as the 100, it smells just like the 100, it has a pendant on it like 100, but we say it's a dollar, I'd just rather deal with that than say, but this is just a piece of paper, can't you see? It's too difficult. I think I just learned something on this call.
What was that?
Truth is just a social agreement.
That's what you said. You were bringing that light to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
So then let's just agree. Okay, so under your theory, if we just both agree that truth is just a social agreement, then that's what it is.
Damn. Which could also not be true.
Which fucked me up again. Hey, it doesn't matter. We said it's true, so it's true. That's it.
It's true.
Okay, we just keep walking around. We say it's true, so it's true. We keep agreeing that it's true, and it's true.
Yep.
Through and through, true and true.
That's it.
Thanks, bro. Just wait for a second.
That's what you called me for?
Yeah. That was it.
All right. Hit me later, man.
I'll hit you later. Bye.
Well, truth as a social agreement suggests that our understanding of reality can be shaped by consensus, not by objective facts. It's a valid perspective, especially in social constructs where shared beliefs shape our collective truths. Plato's allegory challenges this notion by suggesting there's an objective reality beyond our perceptions. That said, navigating between these ideas is part of the human experience of seeking meaning. Your friend took a compelling approach by reframing Plato's allegory into a modern context. Arguing that truth is a social agreement acknowledges that our perceptions are often influenced by collective beliefs rather than an objective reality. It's a fascinating take, emphasizing the idea that what we accept as truth is heavily shaped by shared human experiences and interpretations. It challenges us to question our assumptions and consider multiple perspectives. That perspective really invites us to rethink what we know and explore how consensus shapes our reality. Diving deeper into your friend's idea, it also touches on the notion that our understanding of truth, like the prisoner's reality in the cave, is often limited by our perspectives. It proposes that what we consider light or truth is shaped by social contexts and shared beliefs, suggesting that as our understanding evolves, so does our perception of truth. Well, Alexander, this episode has been a deep dive into the complexities of perception, truth, and reality. Plato's allegory of the cave remains a powerful metaphor for our journey toward understanding and enlightenment. The idea that our perceived truths might just be social agreements challenges us to question our beliefs. We often cling to familiar shadows on the wall, reluctant to step into the light of new perspectives. But as we've explored, questioning and challenging our own realities is crucial for growth. The prisoner who glimpsed the light symbolizes the courage it takes to explore beyond our comfort zones. While it's not easy, it's by engaging with diverse viewpoints that we can inch closer to a more complete understanding. In the end, perhaps what matters most is our willingness to question and to listen, to venture out of our metaphorical caves and be open to evolving what we accept as truth. Thanks for joining us on this philosophical journey. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.